Lauren glanced down at her feet as she pedaled her bike toward the woods. She wore brand new turquoise high tops. They looked sort of like the Chuck Taylor she wanted, but they were off-brand from Kmart. They didn't have the Chuck label in the back, but they were still pretty cool. She thought so, anyway. They would have to be cool, because her mom had told her repeatedly they couldn't afford the name brand ones. At least, no one else at school had turquoise. They were so bright, they practically glowed in the summer sun. But by the time she went back to school in the fall, they would be properly beaten up and she wouldn't look like a dork. By the time she went back to school, she would be almost 15. The end of November, 5 months away still. Which meant she would be one of the older kids in the freshman class, but still younger than Miranda, whose birthday had been the week before. Miranda never failed to remind her that this meant she would get her driver's license before Lauren did. But Lauren didn't care, as long as she was riding to school in a car, even if it was not her own, instead of on her bike. Lauren knew Mom didn't want her and Miranda meeting in the woods, especially after last year. Especially after Lauren's dad was found near that old cabin. Mom thought Lauren was macabre for going anywhere near the place where her father was murdered. But Lauren was about as interested in her mother's opinion as her mother was in Lauren's. That is to say, not at all. Mom never loved Dad as much as Lauren did. Her mom didn't understand that when Lauren was in the woods, it meant she was in the place he was last alive. She and Miranda always met under the ghost tree. They'd done so since they were very small. For so long that Lauren couldn't remember who'd thought of the idea first. One of them would call the other on the telephone and say, "Meet me by the old ghost tree," and they would both go. In the secret shadows of the woods, they could have adventures. They built forts and ran through streams and climbed trees and made rope swings. They made a secret base near the cabin that was tucked away in the woods. This was long before Lauren's dad was found there, and it had been some time since they used it as a base. In the last year or so, things had changed. Miranda didn't like to get dirty anymore, so she didn't want to swing over the trickling little creek that ran through the forest or roll in the dead leaves. Mostly, she wanted to do things Lauren was not interested in, like paint their nails or braid each other's hair or talk about boys that Miranda thought were cute. Older boys, always boys that would not be the least bit interested in little freshman girls. Despite this, they still preferred to meet by the ghost tree. It was their special place. Lauren raced past the Imperial Drive-In on the outskirts of town. They were showing a double feature, The Goonies and Cocoon. The wide lot was littered with rubbish from the night before. Empty popcorn cups, candy wrappers, cigarette butts. Sometimes Lauren helped Mr. Harper, the owner, clean up the lot in exchange for $10 and a free ticket for her and Miranda to that night's show. But she already seen The Goonies twice, and Miranda said Cocoon was about old people, so they never stayed for the second feature. The back of the movie screen pressed against the woods that brushed against the town. Smith's Hollow was the name of her town. And Lauren had always liked the name because it reminded her of Sleepy Hollow. She and her dad used to watch that cartoon every year on Halloween, Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Even though Ichabod's name came first in the title, the Sleepy Hollow story was actually second in the film. And Lauren liked that better. She liked anticipating the moment when the Headless Horseman would appear on screen, laughing his insane laugh and swinging a giant sword. When she was little, she used to snuggle close into her dad's arm when that part came on, and her heart would beat so fast. But there was nothing to worry about, really, because she was with her daddy. Of course, it had been years since it scared her, but every year she snuggled up next to him. He always smelled a little bit of grease and oil, even after a shower, and also of the Old Spice soap on a rope that she gave him every year for Father's Day. Lauren wondered if, when Halloween came, she would be able to turn on the cartoon again and watch it with her little brother, David. He'd been too small to watch it the year before. Miranda had wanted Lauren to sleep over last Halloween so they could watch real scary movies on her VCR. Lauren's family didn't have a VCR, and Miranda definitely viewed this as a drawback to sleeping over at Lauren's house.